Well, there's heartbreak in England, where millions of fans were glued to TV screens in pubs and parks. Our correspondent, James Glenday, watched the match with an enormous crowd at London's Hyde Park. James, the English fans were so confident, and it all seemed to start so well.
They were very confident. They were daring to dream that this would be the year that England actually made the final of the World Cup again. It started well. 5 minutes in, they were in front. And during the first half, there were a couple of moments where they probably should have gone at least 2-0 up. But then in the second half, the nerves grew. In extra time, the nerves grew even more. And then when Croatia went ahead, a lot of heads went in hands. And I'm standing right now in the middle of Hyde Park, where really a very short time ago, 30,000 odd screaming England fans were dreaming, hoping that this was going to be the moment. And on their way out, a couple of them told me that this was the worst moment or the saddest they'd felt in their lives.
But this is defeat that's painful, but defeat with honour, defeat with hope.
Disappointed today, man. But we played well.
So unfair, it shouldn't happen. Gutted.
Do you think you'll see England make a World Cup final in your lifetime?
I hope so. I've still got another 50 years to go. Still dreaming.
James, so many English fans have been singing "It's Coming Home" for days, weeks now. What sort of blow is this to the country?
I don't know if it's a blow. I think the "It's Coming Home" song, the mood in England at the moment, it's been unbelievably warm for this country and the weather's been fantastic. It isn't an exaggeration to say that the football team has actually brought the country together somewhat so far, because they weren't expected to do well. They've done much better than expected. It's dragged even people who don't really like football or soccer along on this journey at a time when the politics of the country is incredibly divided, at a time when there's a huge number of different issues facing the nation. It really was one of those feel-good stories that a lot of people latched onto, far bigger than really any other kind of feel-good story there's been in this country for some time. And so I think while there will be a lot of disappointment and heartache tonight, I think when people wake up and reflect on this journey, they'll be pleased that England got this far. And England is good at losing at this stage, but they're also very good at hoping. And I think people start singing "It's Coming Home" again pretty soon, as soon as the qualifications for the European Championships begin later on this year, early next.
And there should be a lot of optimism, shouldn't there, for this English team? Because they're a young side, and many commentators are saying that maybe in 4 years at the next World Cup, they could go, once again, be a real force.
Yeah, that's the sort of English optimism. And I think people have been saying that since 1966 when England won. Yes, there is hope that they could go a bit further. I think a lot of people thought that this was the year, perhaps not the year that England would win, because a lot of people thought they'd have a very tough time against France. But there was enormous belief that they could actually make it through to the final, given that their draw was pretty favourable in the knockout stages with Colombia and then Sweden and now Croatia. Many people thought they'd make it at least to that final game, but it just wasn't to be.
Europe correspondent James Glenday in London.